You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. The show streams live Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and Twitch. Tune in then for your chance to share your tale or your theories. The number is 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zo.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Cosmic Channels are open.
Yeah, you want to talk about some weird news that you read or anything? Weird theories that you've got floating around in your head.
What did you guys think about that monolith in Ohio?
Got jacked.
Yeah, it appeared, and then as fast as it appeared,
did it? Someone take
it's
it?
Gone.
Someone took it.
Someone just took it. They don't know who.
Now, did
they left a note?
Did anyone get?
What did they say?
Close
what did the
note
say?
They wrote in the dirt next to it, "Bye, bitch," and then apparently pissed next to it.
What the fuck is wrong with
great
people?
Oh, that's great.
I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? I'm not. That's actually what happened. Somebody who got there because they had a couple of Instagrammers who managed to hike their way out there, took some pictures with it. You know, you got a little bit of details out of that where people are saying that it was three sided. It seems to be like flat aluminum rivets. Like it had it was definitely riveted together. And then it's also hollow. And then like a couple hours, not even 48 hours after people started figuring out where it was, you know, one last person showed up and they said, yeah, it was gone. Somebody wrote in the dirt, like, bye, bitch. Piss, took a piss next to it. Guy said before they had, when they were heading in to where the monolith was, they had seen a pickup truck, like hauling something off, like in the opposite direction they were hiking.
So someone just picked it up in their F-150 and off they went.
Yep.
Why is that not surprising at all?
But some people did inspect it and they said it had rivets.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a solid
piece.
It looked
like three pieces of sheet metal.
Mm-hmm. Like it was either aluminum or people said aluminum. It seemed to be aluminum or it was stainless steel because it was non-magnetic. They said it was non-magnetic.
Right.
That's one of those two.
So it wasn't the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Nope.
As far as we know. Well, it's gone now. It's gone.
Yeah.
No testing was really done. They just said it had rivets and it's maybe made of stainless steel.
Mm-hmm. It was hollow. So it's hollow.
No markings, no inscriptions, no laser etchings, nothing cool.
But they said, there was obvious evidence that somebody had dug out where it was, like they had used tools to put it in there.
Yeah, so I don't think it was like a space obelisk.
Yeah, it hadn't been uncovered or like grew out of the ground or something.
It wasn't the beginning of War of the Worlds.
Which wouldn't be surprising this year.
Yeah, I got a question about it. How do they know or why do they know it was piss?
I assume somebody saw the water and just like smelled it.
Maybe just went down,
had a little taste.
Yeah,
that's definitely piss.
That's piss.
That's piss.
It's urine.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
It's Bear Grylls.
Must have been, well, or it could have been an experienced witch hunter, right? We know that they know their way around piss cakes. So now they know piss sand.
Right. Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was hoping for more of an alien vibe from that monolith, but what can you do?
Somebody took it. It opens up to like the weird question of like, okay, so you've taken this object, you've taken this art object, obviously. You left a note that said bye, bitch. So it's obviously not some, you know, shadowy government organization. I doubt the Illuminati would leave a note that says "Bye, bitch" on there.
Yeah, that's black, what they want you sure. to think.
So now it's like you have this giant object. What do you do? And because do you try and sell it? Because if it is an object of art, like art is almost worthless without context most of the time, I believe. You know, abstract art in this kind of way. Right.
Yep.
Because if you try to sell it and you say it's this thing, we're like, well, anybody could literally make this who has, you know, some experience in metalwork. You could put together a three-sided, or whatever, one, two, three, four, whatever.
Four side?
Four-sided with the top and bottom.
It was square. It wasn't triangle.
It wasn't square. Right? It was a triangle.
Oh, it was a triangle. Oh, okay.
It wasn't, yeah. So, you know, anyone could really do that. You could take three pieces of big old chunks of aluminum.
Because it was
rivet them together.
How big was it? 6 to 8 feet tall or something, right?
Yeah.
So not overly big. Guys, you could do it wasn't most shots.
It wouldn't have been impossible to move because, I mean, if they carted it out there, my only question is, did they put it together before they put it out there, or did they just cart everything out there and then rivet it, like put it together on the spot?
You'd have to add, like, how thick was the metal? That would be the main thing of how, if it was just like, you know, like, 18 gauge steel or something, stainless, it wouldn't have been heavy at all. Two guys could have moved it, no problem.
Yeah.
But if it was like, you know, quarter inch steel, maybe now it's 400 pounds or something, or maybe a little harder, but.
And like, if we're talking about like mysterious, like monolith and structures like that, like still to this day, the Georgia Guidestones take the cake for me. As like human, like we just don't know who paid for them and who erected them.
We know who put them up. Like we know who constructed them, but the company don't know who commissioned
the payment for them.
Yeah, we just don't know that.
There's just that one. I can't remember. It's been a while, but it was just that one guy, and he just gave his like. He gave one name. He gave like one name. He was just a one name guy, and he's like, "Yeah, my superiors want this done," and that was just super mysterious.
I represent a group of people that want this done.
Sure, we'll charge you 3 times the price. And they're like, that's no problem. He's like, fuck, should have went 10 times the price. These guys got money.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what those people are going to do with that metal. Are they just going to, like, you know, somebody obviously trekked out there to grab that thing. And then what are they going to do? Just put it in their backyard and, like, show it off at the next barbecue and just, like, you know, chug beers and be like, yeah, we got lifted this from the Utah out there, whatever. Like, what?
Probably.
Oh, 100%.
People just take shit because they can. You know what I mean? Weird. Like, it's just such a weird human trait. Like, you have zero use for this thing, but you just take it.
Well, and it's one of those things too. Like, imagine being like at your home and, you know, you're having a backyard barbecue and you'd be like, you all remember that monolith that was in Ohio? That's it right there in the backyard. All rusted and shit from being pissed
got
on.
Got fucking like wet laundry fucking drying on it.
Yeah. Like, rope tied from one end back to the porch.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, it was a cool little saga for a second. You know, I figured it wasn't going to be long before people got out there, because it was like, if you were getting out, if those guys got out there, like, what was it, like the Forestry Service or whatever?
Well, they were in a helicopter or something first, right?
Well, they spotted it from the helicopter, but then they went and, like, there's videos of them, like, walking around it, you know, and, like, climbing on it and stuff to show how tall it is. If they managed to get out there, like, it wasn't going to be long before. I think the first people who found it, they managed to, somebody had posted coordinates on Reddit, like approximate coordinates, because they had worked out like the flight path of the helicopter that was originally, they were using to track like bighorn sheep movement through that area, I believe, like a big sheep migration, or bighorn sheep migration. So somebody had worked out where the helicopter would have left from and then like where it would have had to go. And so then they kind of, they worked it out, and then somebody hiked out there. Found it. You know, but it wasn't just like one person. There were like at least probably like 20 people had probably made it out there. Pretty cool. It's pretty neat though. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, especially for like the middle of nowhere, like very interesting, interesting story. I hope one day it comes, you know, we find out exactly who commissioned it or built it and brought it out.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Let's have a conclusion to that story, whichever way. Fun. You know what? Some fun news in a year of shit news.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a weird story. It's fun. Like it's fun cool. Story. It's a mystery, which is neat.
It's a legit mystery now. It's been, it's was there. Now it's gone. No one knows who took
and
it.
And now somebody's got like a 10-foot, essentially worthless to them.
Like scrap metal.
You can't sell it. Like, it's now that it's moved, like, does that depreciate the value? I would imagine it depreciates the value of the art if you just move it, right?
Oh, 100%.
It's going to be in the box of one of those giant jacked up Trumper trucks with a fucking Trump flag attached to the top of it.
It could be. It's just like, I don't know who would detract, you know, somebody would take it and be like, bye, bitch. Like, oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, that's shitty. We had our first caller, but they hung up instantly. Got scared. Oh, call back.
Boo.
Call
boo
back. Burned. Again, numbers, if you're watching live stream, 1-833-703-0424. Calls about anything weird. That's what the show is about. Hey, if you built the monolith and you want to break the news here, let us know.
Hell yeah.
If you're the guy who built it, or the girl who built it, or the people who built it, let us know. That'd be awesome. Someone calls in, tells us everything. We're like, okay, we got to check this out. And it all checks out. And sure enough, it was like some high school project or something.
Well, did I ever tell you guys the story? So like in grade 12, we had to do an art project. And me and this guy, Corey, I know. Our art teacher was really fucking weird. He just like was super, super artsy. And we realized that if you just did the most abstract, ridiculous shit, but came up with a good story for it and like really like, oh, you know, this really represents, you know, the life and death struggle, he would just love it. So we made this, we had to do this, like you had to use plywood and shit. I can't remember exactly what like the purpose of the project was, but we made this bird. So it was a piece of plywood and then this like bird with like raised arms. It looked ridiculous, like ridiculous looking bird. And we had like feathers on it. We had ping pong balls for eyes. And at the end of the year, we were supposed to pick up all your artwork and we didn't pick it up. And I was like, this is the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen. So I was like, I don't want it. So fast forward, just about a year later, I'm longboarding and someone goes, hey, you want to see something fucking weird? And I go, yeah, let's where? They're like, there's this weird shit in the woods. So we go up into the woods and someone had taken that picture from Mount Bushery, like on the wood, and they had nailed it to a tree in the middle of the woods. And so as you walked into the woods, there was this just like hanging plywood bird, this like 4 foot wide bird on a tree. And I was like, I made that. I was like, that's mine. He's like, bullshit. I was like, I made this in high school. Fucking wild. But so like, maybe that'd be hilarious if this monolith is like something like this. Someone's like, someone's metalwork project that just got abandoned.
Like we got a great idea. Let's just abandon it out here in the desert. See what happens.
Yeah. Hilarious.
All right. Slow night on the lines. The lines are open.
I mean, definitely. We could have advertised a little better.
We always could advertise better. Technically, though, we're on episode 14 and the show is not public.
which is like a pretty good feat.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of people release podcasts in like a bulk, like 5 or 6 at a time, but I don't know if they do 14 first.
I don't know. If this one's not good, maybe it won't be released in this one.
Maybe it'll be 14 again next week. We'll see what happens.
I mean, hey, we gave it a good shot. Let's go play Left 4 Dead now.
Yeah.
It's done. Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, ready to roll.
Or a GTFO. I don't know how long it'll take to download, though.
What did it say? Well, how many gigabytes was it?
I don't know. That's a different language to me. I just click the play button.
I'll tell you right now, it is.
If you've never listened to this show before, it's your first time. It's your first time hearing Andrew, guy, him and technology, not good, best fellows.
Hey, listen, I got my controller configured to the fucking game all by myself.
All right, for real?
Oh, it's yeah. 10
I watched a YouTube video.
I was gonna say you didn't have to watch a YouTube video.
At least I didn't have to ask any of you fuckers this time.
That's true. Getting better,
right? There you go.
Getting better.
One step at a time. Baby steps.
Anything else happened this week that we haven't talked about? Anything
in the world of like
just in the weird world
cryptids and stuff? Well, we can talk about that weird TV, the new cryptid that's on the block, TV Headman. I can't remember in what you can look it up.
TV Headman.
I can't remember what community.
What is it? I remember that.
No, this is new. This guy wearing a TV set dropped off overnight 50 old TVs on front porches in this neighborhood.
Oh, dude.
Why is it a cryptid?
Because a front door captured him, and it's a man with like a TV for a head, and he just like waves to the camera as he puts down this old TV.
I remember that.
It's a weird guy with a TV on his head.
That was sometime last year, too. Remember that happening?
Here's a question. Like, what do we classify a cryptid then? Just like something that's weird that we don't know what the fuck it is? Like,
yeah, like
to me, that's just some fucking weirdo with a TV on his head. I don't know why.
Well, we don't know he's a human because he's got a TV on his head. It could be some creature from a different technology.
Exactly like a human but with a TV on his head?
You could say say that.
Like, okay. Like, I don't know. It's like, whatever the cryptids have we talked to that look exactly like a human, but have like one thing that's not.
Oh, a whole bunch.
Vampires? Really?
Yeah.
Vampires are cryptids?
Yeah.
Technically.
Like,
really?
They're like a creature that doesn't really have any scientific backing, or there's been no true evidence other than in like eyewitness encounters and other things that could be classified as a cryptid. And since
I'm learning new things.
Since this guy's got a fucking TV for a head. I mean, he's right on Cryptid Alley here.
I mean, the one that I remember, like Spring-Heeled Jack, he was kind of human-ish. But other than that, I feel like everything else has been more like animal creature-like than human.
Okay, here. I got the video up. Let's just play it. No sound? Should be fine. Okay, here we go. Here's TV head. This drops off an old Ray Tube TV.
Yeah, but like that's like
I remember this. This was like from what is this video from?
August 12th, 2019.
Yeah, this was last year. I remember this. I remember talking about this.
Like this is hilarious. I think it's great, you look at him like he moves, everything looks like there's nothing to make you think that that's not a person. Like if he was like floating or moving all weird and shit, I'd be like, okay.
How about the fact that his head is a TV?
The police got a cart that sticks up.
I could do that too right now. I could go dust off the old fucking Zenith, put a hole in it and put it on my head.
You could.
Look at me. I'm
just
selling.
I'm telling you right now, Andrew, you don't have the technical wherewithal to pull that off.
You don't, but we'll give it back.
Hey, listen, I can figure out a fucking Xbox controller today. I'm feeling good.
All right.
I like my chances.
Wait, we'll get back to TV head in a moment, but we got our first caller. Hello, Cosmic Challenge.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. I'm in my truck. I'm driving. What up, dude?
How's it going? But what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruben from San Diego, right here in California.
Right on.
I've probably been listening to you guys for about a year. Finally caught up. Been Patreon since May. Straight up, dude. It's totally worth it. Haven't even caught up on all the side. The nerds or the anything. I'm still kind of catching up on after hours. Badass. Appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the support.
So, let's just say I'm interested in everything, just pretty much like you guys are too. But growing up, I mean, I guess you could say my Native American background from here, right here in San Diego. We're a little bit more spiritual than other people are. But I guess, so I got a lot if I thought about it. But the one thing I think of when you guys say something that's tripped out is like, I used to have a reoccurring dream when I was like maybe in second grade. And I was always at like a funeral on a and some short dude would always come out of the casket and chase me and my cousin, but it would start to become a storm, you know, and I think I would get defeated like every time, you know, and eventually I found refuge and then he would find us at like this police station, but it was like, you know, it was scary, you know?
No doubt.
And it would be constant. Like I would always have this scary dream and it was like this, like, you know, the grandpa got no legs, the guy was slapping his girlfriend's ass.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like that guy, but like melting fire. You know what I'm saying? Just melting flesh, just screaming. And I don't know why he would always come after me. And it was kind of an insane, like, eventually I learned to like defeat my dreams. Like, basically I don't get beat in my dreams at all. Like, ever. I will realize I'm in a dream and I'll just start like running, or, you know, I'll get strong. You know, it's just, I don't get beat in my dream. I definitely can't take flight or fly, because then I'll be like, oh, that's not real. I don't know. Right. I don't know why that's how it is, but eventually lady who would babysit us, and we would be in like this awesome serene place, you know, playing in leaves, and like after a while I think I learned to cope out of my dreams. But what tripped me out the most is I went to a funeral, and it was my grandma's grandpa, or my grandma's dad, so was that like my great grandfather, and
yep.
I saw his picture and I was like that's the guy that's in my dream.
Oh, that was, shit.
Weird.
That's all I got to say, but it was just a trip.
No kidding. So,
damn, dude.
So now in your dreams, you become a little bit lucid and you can figure out how to escape that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just run. Like, you know, I run.
Smart move.
Like, if somebody pulls a gun out on me or something happens, yeah, I just take off. Because I don't know. Like, I had this one dream. My roommate was chasing me around with a knife, and it was kind of like in a corridor, like a, how do you say, like a parking structure. And then I wised up because I knew I was dreaming, so I grabbed this big stick, and you know when you run through a door, you just stop and just wait for the guy to come through the door, right?
Yeah.
And I go to swing at him. And my stick becomes like 9 inches, dude. And he just stabs me right in the gut.
Oh.
And I just thought, what? Shit. I can't believe I just got killed in my dream, which I don't know. I don't know what some of that stuff means, but I don't know. It's just some trippy stuff.
The only time I ever got killed in my dream is when I was a little kid. I watched Halloween 5. Michael Myers killed me that night in my dream. I'll never forget it. I screamed for weeks.
Bastard.
Yeah, that's cool though. That's
it's serene.
The ability to control yourself in a dream is like pretty rare, actually. So that's cool that you've learned to do that.
No, thanks. Yeah, and I don't know. I think I give it to my grandfather for scaring the shit out of me.
That's good shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Awesome, man. Hey, well, thanks for the story. I mean,
yeah, that's
great, man.
Thanks for the call.
No worries,
I'm glad I got a chance to call in. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again. Bye. Yeah, I've tried to do the lucid dreaming, like write something on your hand and look at it all day, and then in your dream, you're supposed to like look at it and realize you're dreaming. I've never been able to actually figure that out, to be able to actually control my dream and know I'm dreaming.
No, The closest I've ever had, I've realized and been like, I'm dreaming, and then instantly woke up.
Yeah, you wake up right away. I've done that before, like you wake yourself up, but to actually stay in the dream lucid and be like, oh, now I can just fly, you know, I can fly around the world and I can do whatever I want because I'm in a dream. It's, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't really try hard enough probably. It probably takes practice, but.
Yeah, and some level of patience that we do not possess.
Yeah, and I haven't been getting killed in my dreams, so I'm sure if you're getting killed in your dreams all the time, you would feel like the need to actually be like, well, like no more dying in the dreams, and you'd figure out a way not to. Good shit. First call of the night.
Yeah, keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Let's hear some ghost stories or some creepy tales. Let us know at the number below, 1-833-703-0424.
That's right. Got another caller. Bring him in.
Home.
Hello. What's going on, guys?
Cosmic Channels. Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mark calling from Wisconsin.
Right on, Mark. How's it going?
Good. Going off the dream shit. You guys ever had like, shit, what the call?
Did we lose him?
Gone?
Did they hang up by accident?
Maybe.
It's either by accident.
Is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Yeah. Okay, well, they're gone. Call back if that was a mistake. If you just forgot what you wanted to say and you're that's it, then no worries. Line's still open. There is.
I like to think he got super nervous and then just hit the Skype hangup.
Yeah. Nervous to talk to a bunch of duds on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I doing? What have I stooped to?
Yeah. What have I become? Question my life.
Light flashed before his eyes. Pretty slow cosmic channels.
We're releasing cosmic channels this week. So now people, it might
build the hype.
Well, once it goes public, then it'll be the floodgates will most likely open. Because right now we're getting callers from listeners of other shows.
Alien theorists.
Yeah.
So
you need a secretary.
Secretary. Yeah,
we need a switchboard.
You know,
we need one of those operators, you know, pulling the fucking thing out, to be honest.
Yeah, we got one!
Old school switchboard. I wonder on like those call-in shows like Coast to Coast, like if there's a not a switchboard operator because there's no switchboards, but like
or so, if there's a screener.
Yeah, a screener. Like something
some of them have a screener.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then they push it through. Because we don't have the ability to do that, to get that type of tech. We're talking big dollars, which we're not going to be spending.
We all have to be in a studio all together.
Well, no, we could do it. I just need like a switchboard. Then you got to pay for multiple like actual lines, multiple phone lines. And like you have to have.
Then you'd have to deal with screening the calls and doing the stuff at the same time.
Yeah, I'd have to like mute, switch my camera. Oh, let's bring that right in right away. I should have that muted, but I did not. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, dudes, this is Mark. My phone died. I had to plug it in.
Oh, no worries, Mark. Thanks for calling back.
No, I was trying to go off of the whole the dream of the other dude that just called in. What I had was some sleep paralysis. I was going to see if you guys, ever heard about that, know anything about that. But
oh, yeah.
I had three experiences, so I know it's kind of like, could be like your mind fucking with you or whatever. But, the three different times I had was once was like a mummified zombie coming at me. Another time was like it looked like a decrepit white witch. And then another time was like, that chick that comes out of the TV in The Ring just crawling on my floor up my wall at me.
Ooh. That's terrifying.
Yeah, crazy shit. Dreams are pretty fucked up.
Can you elaborate more on the three? Like, were you sleeping at home? Were you on the road? Like, when you're sleeping and the shadow people came, like, what were the circumstances?
Nothing really crazy other than just sleeping on my back, being awake in the room, feeling like I was awake, and then just kind of out of the corner seeing something and then it's slowly coming at me.
And you can't move, you're paralyzed kind of thing?
Can't move, paralyzed, it's just getting on top of you. It's the only one that didn't strangle me was the ring chick. Otherwise, the first two, they just, it was like they were coming to like murder me. You know, that whole freaking out, you're kicking, you're trying to move, you're trying to wake up. You can't, but you feel awake the whole time.
Right. Now, we had someone in the chat ask that, or they said they had a witch-like creature in one of theirs as well. They want to know more about the witch. What was the setting?
The witch was, I was just at home, laying in my bed, and it must have been like 3-4 in the morning, and, I thought that I had just woken up, opened my eyes, was looking around, realized I couldn't move. And then I have a hallway right across from my bed, or doorway to the hallway. And that's when I noticed her. That's when she came at me. And I know No, I did a little research after this. I did a little research after this happened, like trying to like look up like what the hell was going on, or like, you know, why am I having these weird ass dreams or whatever. And I guess there's like 7 main things everyone sees like around the world when they have like sleep paralysis, or they have this like vision of someone attacking them. And I guess like the 3 that I've had are 3 of the 7 like main that everyone sees.
Right.
No, it's just crazy shit.
No. A lot of people call and tell like the same, like similar stories of shadow people and like the paralysis, and the fact that everyone sees like a lot of similar things.
Yeah,
I don't know what's behind that. Like if that's just human nature, like we just take shapes and objects that we know, and everyone kind of sees the same thing, so we kind of put it together that way, or it's like something, you know, something a little more supernatural.
Yeah. I always kind of lean towards the supernatural, but after the 3rd time with the ring-looking girl, I kind of chalked it up to sleep paralysis mixed with memories of watching scary movies kind of thing. Yeah, you never know. You never know. It could be that mix between the dream world or the live world. I don't know if you guys ever seen the Insidious movie. Maybe it's like the way beyond, the between when you're sleeping and when you're astral projecting, that the spirits are coming at you.
Like the veil is thin, like you're kind of between realms or something, like how the theories go.
Yep, trying to steal my body.
Hey, okay. Don't let him. Don't let, if it happens again, don't let him.
No.
Never.
I mean, that kind of shit is really freaky.
No, it is. Shout out, love ATT, love you guys, and kick ass. I'm glad you guys are doing this.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening.
Right on. Take care, man.
Bye.
Cheers. Peace out.
Oh yeah. No matter how many shadow people stories I hear, I mean, I know
it's always terrifying.
It's always terrifying. I know we've talked about a lot, and it means we've like tried to debunk shadow people, but it's just like, oh, it's sleep paralysis, it's tricks of the mind and eyes or whatever. But it's still freaky that so many people see like these like similar things that are just terrifying.
Why is it always slow? Hey, they always say it's like slowly coming, like just fucking get it over with. Man. Yeah.
Just
do it.
On
just
them.
Get on me. Just kill me. Do whatever the fuck you need to do. Just do it. Just don't. Why you got to make me like, just,
get it over with.
Yeah. Fuck. Enough of the foreplay. Let's go.
Yep. I've said before, like, I wish it kind of happened to me sometimes, but at the same time, like, I wish, no, never, actually.
No, no thank you. I'm already a terrible sleeper. You throw that in the mix, I'll never sleep again. That's it.
See a little demon child crawling down the stairs backwards at you? And
I already have a demon child upstairs. I don't need another one in my dreams. No, thank you.
I know from the bits that I've read about sleep paralysis and personally experiencing it is that it's definitely something strange. It's weird that when you feel it, it feels absolutely real. Like it is, you cannot move, and there's something usually like just outside your vision, or you can almost picture that it's there. Like you see something, like it's reaching out, it's reaching for you, and you can't move. And, you know, a lot of scientists are, you know, sleep specialists, whatever, you know, it kind of, or they kind of hang it up on the idea that, or the theory that your brain is taking this stuff. And it's like, it's trying to explain to you what's happening. It's trying to do a bunch of things at once that it can't really do, because your waking mind is awake, but your body isn't. So it's trying to like wake you up in the sense that like give you some sort of urgency to wake up.
Right.
So it's like, it's trying to justify like what, if you can't move your head, where all of your sensory, you know, or you can't move your body, most of your sensory organs are located in your head, your eyes, you know, your mouth, your nose, all that stuff, and your ears. And, you know, but you can't move your body. It has to like generate stuff. It's just everything from your imagination hops in there. And so a lot of people see similar things, and you could chalk that up to a few different things where you could say that these are the archetypes. You know, we talked about that when we talked about when we were talking about the Akashic record or things like that.
Right.
Where there's a type of, it's either like a cultural collective consciousness, or it's just the way that we as humans, because as we all are human, we all have very similar experiences. We all have, from different cultures, you have the idea of a witch, you know, an old hag lady, you know, whatever, decrepit, you know, zombies, vampires. These are not things that are only relegated to Western society or Western mythology. They do exist in other cultures. And the idea that shadow people is something that like that is common is also a thing, because it's like a lot of people who experience this, they've heard of shadow people. Whether you think you have or not, it's like your brain is, again, it's always on. So you might have heard of something, you might have seen something before, and your brain registered it, but it didn't really put it at the forefront of your mind. So sometimes that's like we get like deja vu or something, like, oh, that's the guy, you know, I seen that guy in my dreams. It's some photo that you think you've never seen, but you actually have seen it, you know, like it's hanging on a wall somewhere in your grandparents' house or your parents' house. And like, you never seen it before, or you see it in a news story or something like that. It's like, no, I have seen that. Or it's your mind again. Like, when I think about the human brain or the way that we study the mind, it's like scientists are trying to understand this great mechanism that has been evolved over millions of years. And we've only really seriously been sitting down to study it and what it does in the last like maybe like 200 years.
Yeah. You know? And only probably really the last like 100 with like the advent of like technology and like, you know, power generation, all that stuff. Now we're really just start with like, cause now only in like, when did like electronic imaging really start like prevalent, like actually scanning?
Probably not until like the 50s or 60s.
Right. So you know, let's say like 60, 70 years of actually scanning the brain and like seeing what parts are active cause they've done it now. Like people listen to music and they scan the brain. They're like the whole brain lights up, or like people eat something and part of the brain, like we've only started to really like scratch the surface of what happens in there. It's pretty.
I mean, when was it like, you know what I mean? In the 40s, we were doing lobotomies. We thought that was going to be good for the brain.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was like a prescribed medical procedure, like a valid way to treat some maladies that they believed. Like this is like,
melancholy. Yeah,
this is the way to treat that. This is what we do.
You're a lesbian? Well, let's drill into your brain. We'll fix that.
Scoop out a little piece of your brain with an ice pick. Scramble it up a bit.
We had a call, but they hung up. If you call and we don't answer you right away, we've picked up. We're just in the middle of a thought or a conversation, and then we'll get right back to you. Okay, we got the call back, I think. Someone's calling.
All right.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, Zell. It's the Lizard Caveman.
Lizard Caveman.
What's up, Ryan?
Ryan. My name.
What's up, guys?
My name twin. What's up, brother?
That's right. Name twins. I missed out last week. Oh, sorry.
No, that's good. I was just kidding. Are you in Ohio or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Ohio. Yeah. I don't know where the hell the monolith was, though. I thought it was Utah.
Maybe it was Utah. Oh,
it was in Utah.
I said Ohio and by mistake.
You said Ohio. Everywhere's Ohio.
Everywhere's Ohio. South of Canada.
Everywhere's Ohio, and everybody's got Cajun accents.
Yeah. South of the border, we make up our own geography. But anyways, thanks for calling.
That's no problem.
What do you got for us?
No problem. We're on the train of dreams here tonight, and I messaged Braden, but I never got into making an email of this. But when I was young, and I was like real young, I woke up from two nightmares that I actually had marks on my body. It's crazy.
Oh, shit. Mm. Like actual physical marks.
What kind of marks?
Yeah, take us through it.
The first one. Okay, so like in my parents' house where I grew up, it's like a typical four family like house in Midwest. I'm sure Dan knows, but
four bedroom.
So like, yeah, and so the living room had patio doors, glass sliding doors. They went to the backyard where there's a big hill, and like I remember looking outside as a sunny day, and then all of a sudden a bunch of like zombies were coming up out of the ground. And this is when I was like six or seven.
Oh,
okay. There's a lot of zombies coming out of the ground, and there's one in particular, a little larger than the others. It was like a mummy zombie. It had, like, you know, the wrapping, and it had, like, decrepit elbows and fingers or whatever. I remember the fingers really vividly. But it had the headdress, and so, like, when I see all these zombies coming out, I, of course, run upstairs to my room, and they all start coming through the door and then coming up the stairs, banging on the door. And I'm freaking out. I'm just sitting in my bed, like, fetal position. And then the Pharaoh zombie comes in, and he's the only one. And, like, I can see through the door that there's, like, others that, like, one had its head crushed into the wall. Like, I remember seeing it through the banister. And it got up to me, and it picked me up by my shoulders. And I'm, like, looking down at it, and it bites me in the neck, like, on the just, like, right where it goes vertical. So, like, I can't reach that part. And I woke up. And I had a giant bite mark on my neck. And I of course, reasoned it away. I was like, oh, my sister must have done that or something. But no, dude, I had a giant bite mark on my neck.
Like, what was the extent of the bite? Was it like a bruise that was shaped like a mouth? Or was it actually, like, blood? Like,
oh, no, it was the shape of teeth that were red.
So, like, it broke skin, or was it like it bruised you? Like someone bit you but didn't actually bite through?
It was
or
like
actually,
a bruise. Like a bruise, yeah. Didn't puncture.
But it was shaped like a mouth. You could see, like, the imprints of the teeth?
Yeah, the top and the bottom, but they weren't straight. They were pretty crooked, but, I mean, you could tell with a bite mark. It looked like it.
God damn. So,
I don't think my parents did anything about it, but, you know, why would you? But then, I'll tell you guys the second one.
Yep.
It's a little, not as long, but I guess. But so I pull up to this castle. Someone drops me off, and there's Casper the Friendly Ghost. I don't know if you guys ever seen that movie, the live action one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And I walk in, and Casper's showing me the place. We're just in the foyer, the front room. And so he's like his, like, whitish glow. He turns red and then becomes like a rat ghost. And then lots of other rats come out of the doors and the, like, stairs, down the stairs. And they all jump on top of me and are, like, clawing me to death on the ground. And I woke up that day, that was the second time, with claw, like, scratch marks all over my back. But, like, I mean, I couldn't have reached my whole back, I don't think, you know?
Like, in positions, yeah, like, scratches in positions where you definitely couldn't have reached? Or are we just talking the back of the shoulders here?
Yeah, like, all over. Not like just up and down or side to side, like all directions.
That's fucked.
It's like you scratch your shoulder blade.
Yeah, you can't really get that all the way. Especially me, I'm really inflexible.
No,
I can barely even touch the back
me
of my
too.
Neck.
I can't even touch my back.
Oh, yeah. Now Andrew's just showing off his guns, his pythons.
Any chance he gets.
That's right. I have nightmares quite often. I'll just tell you a couple. I mean, I've seen
well,
myself.
I'm not
like
surprised with the type of fucking video games bottom. You play all the time.
Yeah.
Not to mention the chanting you do while you're playing said video games. It's fucking terrifying.
Okay, let me tell you guys. I'll tell you my first nightmare. Before I even got in, like, I must have been 4 or 5. My first nightmare. I don't even know if I was really asleep. This has always, like, really stuck with me because I remember laying in my... It was when my room was still blue, and we painted my room red when I was young. But it was when it was still blue, and I remember laying in my bed, and, like, diagonal from me in my small room was a closet, like a... Not like a walk-in closet or anything, just like a small one. And I remember my door opening slowly and, like, a skeletal hand just, like, reaching out just enough to see the hand and a little bit of the wrist, but you could see the, like, there was a black cloak on the arm, and yep. Then a head peer out cloaked in black robe, and then a skull face, and then it just looked at me for a second and then slouched back in and closed the door very slowly. And that was the very first time I ever had a nightmare, and I think that something has maybe stuck with me the whole time.
Oh, you've like been some's attached to you?
Yeah, I often think that because, like, my right arm and my right leg, my hip, they always hurt. I mean, it's dealable sometimes, like, most of the time, but, like, just my right side. And also my right eye is a little droopy, so I think that it's in the right side of me.
It's in you.
It could be. Who knows? Jesus. Test me. You can't prove it wrong.
You need to exercise those demons, my friend.
Yeah, we're going to need some salt, some EMF readers.
Yep, some cameras.
Smudge stick.
Ghost box.
Smudge sticks.
Don't tell Braden the demon's name, though, because he's just going to fucking chant it and make everything worse.
Not true. I never did anything. You just didn't know how to play. That's terrifying. Did your parents take any, like, were they alarmed? Like, do they remember that? Like, were they concerned?
Yeah, I used to sleep in their bed quite often. They were concerned because I used to sleep. Yeah, I would go into the room. And, like, when I was young, I didn't sleep with any pillows. Like, I just laid plank and then, like, covered my head in pillows so that, like, the ghosts and monsters wouldn't get me, which never worked.
Huh.
But there's also, while there's no one on the line, that there's a...
Yeah, let's do one more quick
one. A house, a couple houses. Yeah, yeah, there's a house that I've been to a few times, like more than, like maybe 4 or 5 times. I could draw it out, the floor plan of this house. I've been there a few times, but like in the basement, I remember like the first few dreams, I couldn't go in the basement. And then slowly I was able to like get further and further until I did reach the basement. And it's like a long house, like a very long house. And there's a big double door, like wooden kind of like gates of hell looking thing. It's just wood with like wrought iron on the side. So it looks like medieval door, I guess. But behind the door is a long black tunnel. And I've seen creatures that look like kind of humanoid shape, but are like twisted flesh with like spines and spikes of metal coming out of them. And they just crawl slowly towards me. And they never really get to me in that one. But that one's really scary.
Shit.
It's terrifying.
It's crazy to like bring back injuries from a dream. Like either... So either,
that only happened the 2 times when I was a kid, but yeah.
But still, so either like there's only 2 options: either something you're doing something to yourself, or someone's doing something to you while you're sleeping, or there's some type of fucking Freddy Krueger monster fucking biting you while you're sleeping.
Lizard Caveman, hey, we know you're a big fan of reptiles. What are your thoughts on reptilians?
Oh, I fucking love them. I don't know if I necessarily believe, but like I want to believe. Like I want them to be out there.
Well, of course you want a reptilian species like, to be the most really dominant species in the universe.
Of course, I'd rather see it no other way. No, I'm working on brokering a peace between the humans and reptiles. I'm half and half, so.
I hope so.
Now, is it easier for you to believe in like short grays and stuff like that because more people see them than reptilians?
I've got some different theories on reptilians about like the Troodons. They burrowed underground during the meteorite strike and they've just lived with us, like lived on Earth the entire time and evolved to, you know, human level intelligence way before we did.
Just deep in the hollow Earth?
Hollow
Earth, man.
Not necessarily even hollow, just underground caverns, tunnels, cave systems. We don't know.
That's right.
Anyways, hey, Ryan.
That's right.
You save that theory and call back another week because we're going to see if there's any more callers, but we appreciate the stories. That's fucking nuts.
Sounds good, guys.
Okay, we'll see you online soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely, buddy. I'll be playing Phasmophobia after this Cosmic Channels. I'll see you.
All right, brother. It's always terrifying when people like think that they or claim that they got injuries that came back from the dream. Not for me. That's terrible.
No.
You have a dream, you get bit by a fucking alligator, you wake up and there's fucking bite marks on your leg or something. Like, fuck.
I forgot to tell you this. So I bought an EMF reader outside of like having it peak the one time in my previous house. I'm currently crashing at Mr. Conspiracy's house. And I get level 4 and level 5 hits regularly in his house. And then last night watching TV, I heard like a door open. I thought it was Mr. Conspiracy's door. And there's this one closet in his house that the door like is almost, it's almost like it's too big for the hole. So you really have to like squeeze it shut.
Yeah.
That door popped open somehow and just opened completely wide. And then I was like, ooh, that's kind of creepy. I'll grab the EMF reader and I got a level 5 reading in front of the door.
Is five high?
Yeah, is that the max? Highest.
And you fucking were able to sleep that night?
Oh yeah, I just shut the door. I was creeped out.
What does the EMF, I know it's like electromagnetic frequencies, but like, is there a frequency it's detecting or is it just like frequencies in general?
Yeah, ghosts. The ghost frequency.
The ghost frequency, duh.
That's all I know. I've played Phasmophobia once. I know how to work it.
But that's what I mean.
Turn it on, wave
just
it around.
Turn it on and wave it around until it goes to five.
Why do you even want to know, though? You don't have a proton pack. You got nothing you can fucking do.
Yeah, you can't do shit.
I don't want to know that shit. Yeah, fuck that. Not a chance.
Imagine that you find out Mr. Conspiracy's house is actually haunted. You got to stay there for like a month or two. You're fucked.
Yeah, it's haunted by Mr. Conspiracy. That's who's haunting it. So,
if you're listening to the show for the first time and don't know who Mr. Conspiracy is, go check out the podcast Alien Theorist Theorizing, early episodes. You can't miss him.
Guy's a treasure. I miss him.
We got time for another call or two. It was a little bit of a slow start. So if you just tuning in and you got a story, doesn't have to be about dreams. Could be about aliens. Could be about Bigfoot. Could be about
cryptids. You can ask us our thoughts on certain topics, whatever you want. All good.
Open channel, open cosmic channels, open lab. Fuck.
You got to workshop. You got to get that thing down.
I didn't fuck up the intro.
You got to get that tagline down.
I didn't fuck up
we're
the 13 intro.
13 in.
He can do what he wants because he'll just edit it out.
Sure.
And make Braden sound like he's fucked it up. It's unlimited.
Zell's just taking like audio samples from like all of our previous podcasts and just like editing them together. Sound like idiots.
I've just made deep fakes of everybody. I'm going to start producing episodes where I just write what I want and it just sounds like you said it.
Yeah. I love the times we're living in. Misinformation is the new currency. This fucking thing, whatever we're living in now.
Yeah, I don't know. Strange times.
Very strange.
Just like everything's like deep fakes. Everything's like face swaps. Everything's fucking.
Dude, in another couple of years, you're not going to be able to trust fucking any video you see online. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like you can like these things can be like sussed out. It's not like it's for those who have the equipment.
Yeah,
like,
you can
do it.
But right? Most people. Like the majority of people, if a video goes out and it's presented as truth and then someone's like, no, this is actually fake. I can prove it. People are like, fuck that. I don't want to hear the proof.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just a fake misinformation. Dude, someone made a convincing video of me as President Trump dancing to YMCA. Yeah. And I was 100%. Like, I went, when did I make that video?
I was like, when
you
was
dance way
when was
better than
Braden
that.
President of the United States.
Your moves are way better than that.
Are you
come
sure?
on. I'm positive.
I don't know about way
him.
Better.
Way better.
I'm like slightly.
What? You got a little bit better groove than the
few
president.
Few degrees better.
A little bit better Buddy. Groove than President Trump. Just by a bit,
I'll,
though.
I'll claim it right. I'll claim it right now. I've got better dance moves than the president of the United States.
Yeah, that's probably. Well, yeah, you can claim that.
I would say yes. I would say yes. You do.
I think.
I like to see Trump bust down and do a Colt 45 mid dance floor.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy would have a fucking jammer if he did that. It'd be game over.
Well, I know I'd actually like to see Braden do that again too, because I don't think he could. Those days might be behind him. Okay, we got it. Let's be the last caller of the night. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Yo, this sounds familiar. Is this Cody from Manitoba?
Again. You betcha.
Yeah, buddy, welcome
Cody
back.
Cody Toba.
14 for 14, baby.
I'm going for like the streak of like 30.
What do you got today?
Yeah. I'm actually wondering what your thoughts are on, like, you guys know this show, Coast to Coast with Art Bell, right? Remember that show?
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you remember the story of the Area 51 caller?
Yes, I do, where he claims he's calling, he's in restricted airspace, he's all frantic and stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't in restricted airspace, but he was like, he was an employee of Area 51, and he was like on the run from the military or anything like that.
Sure, and then the call cuts off mysteriously.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a different one, but yes,
sure,
same,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, like, do you think that was real? Because like, I know he came out a while ago saying that it was fake, and like the guy showed himself. He's a comic book writer and stuff like that. But I don't know. I can never really be convinced.
Oh, dude, that was such convincing. Like, if that was a was in fact like an acting job, he had me hook, line, and sinker, man. Like the tears, like
Triple
everything
A.
about it. I'm like, when later on was like, oh, it's just a hook. I'm like, goddamn, like you should get into acting. If that's the case, like that was so good. I just don't know anyone that could pull that off to that extent. Like, I don't think I could. I don't think either of you three could. I know Cody couldn't. He'd be doing it to us every week.
I'm a horrible actor.
Well, I don't know, man. My IMDb page says differently, but all right, yeah, whatever.
Andrew's got range. We just don't get to see it a lot.
We played a paramedic properly. And a cop. Okay, diversity there for you.
That could be like a movie. That'd be like a para cop.
Hell yeah! There you go. That'll be my first starring role.
There you go. I guess my other question is just simply wondering how you guys are doing, because I know in Manitoba right now we're not like everything like non-essential. We're not allowed to sell and everything, so like everything's in like complete lockdown. So I also just wondered how you guys were doing over there.
Like Manitoba, like there's no business open at all in Manitoba.
There's businesses open. Like I have two jobs. I worked at McDonald's and I worked at Dollar Tree. And at Dollar Tree right now, we're not allowed to sell anything that's non-essential. So like we're only allowed to sell like food preparation and like hygiene products. That's it.
So you're allowed to sell like chocolate bars, candy, and Pepsis. What other food they got at Dollar Tree?
Oh man, they got tons. Chips, pop, candy.
Oh dude, I get my candy from Dollar Tree all the time. It's awesome. You go there for $20, you can get a month's worth of candy.
Buddy, Tootsie Rolls. Oh, yeah. Get the whole big ass bag of them.
Delicious.
My jam.
Dude, like every shift I work, I get like candy all the time.
I would as well. But to answer your question, I mean, three out of the four of us are in British Columbia. Dan's in Virginia. Mm-hmm. BC is, I mean, they've restricted as much as they can without shutting down business, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like they're saying, like, don't go to someone else's house. No parties, no gatherings, all that stuff. But, I mean, you can still go party at Costco with 500 other people. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, right now, anything non-essential, like, we can't even do Christmas shopping right now. It's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I know, because, like, Manitoba, it's a small population for, like, a giant piece of land. And so, like, the case rate for the COVID is much higher per population. So I think that's why they've done all that. I mean, BC didn't really see a first wave, I guess, because we locked down. We didn't really have any cases. And now we're... So, like, this is... I would say this is BC's first wave.
Yeah, 100%.
The first wave in BC, we closed down. There was, like, 200 cases. And then we closed the whole thing down. There's really nothing happened. And now you're seeing, like, the...
Yeah, didn't you guys have your Thanksgiving, like, 2 weeks ago?
It was, like, a month ago.
3 weeks ago?
Month ago. Real Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Real, yeah. Canadian, that's the real Thanksgiving before it gets cold.
So, but you guys had your Thanksgiving like 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And now you're seeing another surge of cases?
Yeah.
No, I was like, actually, Thanksgiving would have been like 7 weeks ago, I bet.
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah, 7 weeks ago.
It's just like it's the time of year, right? It's fucking flu season.
Yeah.
Like we knew this was spike.
And there's no flu, so it's all COVID.
There's definitely flu. We're getting a tonic flu calls.
There
right
was a huge article in Global News about how they've only had like 60 flu cases, like actual confirmed flu cases. The lowest.
From
of
what
all
you're
time.
Saying is the coronavirus has killed the flu and become the dominant flu strain.
No, I think no. Yeah,
the alpha virus.
No, the alpha flu. No, they're saying the flu.
So you heard it here. If you get vaccinated for COVID, you're good for everything because COVID is the king flu.
King flu.
You did not hear this.
Yeah, that is don't take medical advice from Braden.
So if you inject the bleach and the sunlight,
give yourself a cleansing, you'll be good.
You're immune.
The bleach
to
is
all
okay
flus.
If you just gargle with it, right?
Oh god.
Right.
Yeah, it whitens your teeth too. How do you think I get these babies so pearly white?
Anyways, that
I see that what would cure everything would be those silica packs that would cure everything because you'd probably be dead. But you know, Dan, how are things there in Virginia? Like, is it the same as Canada right now, or is it more locked
Virginia, down? Virginia, where I'm at is a more metropolitan area of Virginia. Like, Virginia is, like, 80% actually, like, semi-rural areas. Like, I live in the more I live in the northern Virginia part, which is more like a suburb of, like, Washington, D.C. And it's, like, when I went to the hospital to get my appendectomy, like, 3 weeks ago or something, like, it was real. Like, I went there to the hospital, and it was, like, they had rooms cordoned off with people in there. Like, they didn't have rooms available for me. Like, I had to sit in a chair for, like, 6 hours, like, a reclining chair that they had put in a hallway. And, like, they were just slammed. Like, I saw a nurse maybe once every hour and a half, every 90 minutes to come check on me for some shit. And, like, that was just one hospital in the near area. Like, it's the schools have gone back to virtual learning. They were going to open up, but then the case threshold, like, they passed that just by a little bit, I think. But two people in the neighborhood that I live in just turned up with COVID. They don't even know where they got it. They're not even sure. They've been following.
No one ever knows where they get it. Just
so they don't know. They don't, you know, they, well, we don't practice contact tracing, so nobody really thinks about it. Like, could really get it, you know, anywhere. You go to Target's open. Any of the, most of the businesses are still open. Like, you can go to Best Buy, you can go to fucking wherever. You know, we just had American Thanksgiving here, and, you know, we're having case spikes, you know, the highest rates of any country. And people are still traveling. We're still having football games. Like, people are still in stadiums going to, you know, 10,000 people in football stadiums.
That's only like a handful of states have 10,000 people in stadiums, though, right?
Florida, Texas, and I think there's somewhere else.
Every game I've watched, which is not a lot, has been no fans. So I don't know how many.
I've seen not the NFL, but like the college games.
Well, I don't, like, know, you go about, to the college games,
like, there's still a ton of people, like, a relatively large amount of people. I'm like, there shouldn't be people there.
Again, like, only certain teams, though, right? Like, certain states will have teams in the have fans in the stands.
Yeah, there's, like, only, like, some states, but it's still like those. It's like,
it's ridiculous.
Shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's not, for me, it's not impacting me personally, but I know, you know, I know for teachers, at least, it's being pretty rough. Like, virtual learning is a whole big adjustment for people, and kind of it's weird. It's just like, it's,
if you think kids strange. Weren't getting a good education before.
Yeah.
Check back in a few years.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody here really takes it seriously. 'Cause it's not like I don't know. It's American individual, whatever. You can say a whole bunch of things about what it is, but nobody really takes it seriously. They're just like, it's here, and nobody really gives a shit. And if you get it, like, too fucking bad. Like, but businesses are still open. Stuff's still moving. Like, you know, Amazon's making a ton of money. Whatever.
If you're one of those people who are like, we should really help support small business, and then you order from Amazon, can't say anything.
You're a hypocrite. Yeah,
usually you can find an online store for these places that'll ship just the same cost, when not the price will not be much different.
Like, we just had the Black Friday sale, whatever, and that, so I wanted a new hard drive. I went and bought it at my local shop. It was $20 more than Amazon, but it was still, it seemed good price. So I don't know.
The prices are real. I did the same thing when I was buying Jessica a Christmas present. The shirt was $25 more.
Oh,
like, that's insane.
That's ridiculous.
But I did my part.
Yeah, you got to support. You know what? You have to support your local business. If you're like, local businesses are closing, which they are in astronomical numbers. Once this is all said and done, you're going to look back and be like, oh, we just lost 850,000 small businesses of 20 or less employees.
The weird thing is like, I do wonder what the kind of economic landscape is going to look like after this. It is a big change. And it's like, I think there have been calls to, you know, kind of adjust to something like this was going to people before this, years, decades, probably decades before this, knew something like this would happen. Like, they were calling and saying, like, it will take something. If there's a global pandemic, we're not ready and we have no idea what we're going to do. And this needs to really be looked into. Like, there need to be, you know, protocols put into place. There needs to be stuff like that. And maybe there was somewhere and somebody threw out the book. But, you know, there has been that. But, you know, after this, even before COVID, I would think that people, you know, to survive as a small business, it was still something. Now it's like you have to have some sort of specialty. It has to be some sort of like handcrafted or something that your business only does. Because if you do something like you just resell computer parts, you do that stuff like that, you'll get crushed by online businesses. If you're like a, if you're a specialty cupcake maker, or you make alpaca fur, you know, scarves or something, like those are the only small businesses that are going to survive because you actually have like a specialization.
Dude, it's going to be, you know? Amazon is going to be like 7-Elevens in Thailand. They're going to be Amazon little fucking plants every corner in your city. That's what's going to happen. Amazon and Walmart.
Right, but you see a bunch of these other businesses like bakeries and specialty, you know, item shops, like custom made things. You know, those are the businesses that might are probably going to have a little bit better time surviving, maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but I'm saying most businesses are not. You can only have so many specialty cupcake businesses in the city.
Or can you?
You can.
Somebody specializes in dinosaur cupcakes. Other person specializes in bird cupcakes. I don't know.
Anyways.
I'm going dinosaur cupcakes all day, every day.
Anyways, to fully answer your question, Cody, it's just fucked everywhere. So there's nothing that...
Yeah.
This is all fucked up. Sorry, we're going to end Cosmic Channels this week, but we appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you can... You get down that fucking coronavirus rabbit hole forever, but
oh yeah,
it just, you know, it just sucks. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just it's the way she goes right now. I mean, you can go protest all you want. It's not going to change the outcome of.
Well, I mean, it'll change the amount of cases and that fucking group of people who are walking around without masks on chanting.
Well,
and...
maybe, but there hasn't been has there been any confirmed outbreaks of protests?
Like, are you asking locally or ever?
Just like, because it's pretty much impossible to tell where you get it, right? So they can't really say, like, everyone got it at this protest on November 27th.
Well, we do contact tracing, so we would know.
No, but if you can get the disease for weeks, if you don't know you had it, like, sure, you went to that protest, but maybe you got it at Costco the week before. You don't know.
Here's the thing. If I'm holding a sign, and I'm walking down the street saying this is all tyranny and it's all bullshit, it's all make-believe, and then I get sick, am I going to the doctor to get tested? Hell no.
You're staying at home like, fuck, I got sick. God damn it.
Yeah. It's probably people, it's just a cold. It's nothing new.
As long as they stay home.
I get a cold every year.
Anyways.
Honestly, I just don't think those people are going to get tested.
Well, but it, like they say, like after all the big sports championships, right? Like when the Lakers won and shit like that, cases fucking shot through the roof with everybody out fucking partying. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah.
Whenever you're going to have large groups of people like that, it's going to fucking spread.
Yeah.
Luckily, we only have about fucking 15 to 20 of them here that like to run around and hold Trump 2020 signs. And
it's 2024 now. Shit.
And luckily, locally, we don't have a ton of cases also.
No. So. No, it's starting to grow though, man. Like we lost four people from one platoon at work already. That we just brought a 40-year-old up to ICU with no comorbidities, man. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm not saying yeah, like, but if you look at the total number of people in hospital, it's not that many right now.
No, it's not too bad. You should see it like Revelstoke over the weekend. Revelstoke had fucking like I think they had 10 cases from the same group.
What?
Yeah, same people.
Yeah. I would say that you guys are doing a better job, or at least Canadians in general, probably like a little bit in some places are, it's just like in the United States, are, you know, having some sort of personal taking some sort of personal responsibility. But there are places in the United States where it is fucking nightmare fuel. Like I've read a couple articles and testimonies of doctors and nurses working in some of the states, like, you know, I would suppose like North Dakota or like Alabama and Florida, and they're like, it is horrible.
It's a war zone.
Anyways, let's fucking end Cosmic Channels this week. Slow start, got some calls, we'll be back. All right, theme song, here we go. Peace, everybody.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.